All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. The world is on fire. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to the chat real quick. Neanderthal Soup is on. Naz is on. New Monk is on. Fedora the Explorer is on. Todd Suff is on. PJ Wiles 1 is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Mike MC Glon is on. Rum Perrier, something like that one. Sorry about that. Mike McGoyne is on. Let me see who else. Salty Gonads is with us tonight. I'm on. John Phillips 1973 is on. A. Wethy is on. Sun Gun is on. Nude Monk is on. Appreciate you guys. Love you. I love the one from, trying to find it. Where is that from? The? Yeah, it's too far up for me to find now. It disappears in a hurry. Skeeter Davis is on. Dave Souders is on. Tweety 5571 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Cassandra 22 is on. Epaphrodites is on. Will's on. Appreciate you being on, Will. All right, one or two things off of the pregame where you had the Kamala Harris event where they finally had thousands of people show up. Finally had thousands. But you know what? You have to give credit where credit is due. Thousands of people show up, Aaron, if you put yourself on.
Yeah.
I had no idea who these people are. Yeah. Just want to show everybody my shirt here before we go. Never surrender. There we are. So everybody can see that. But anyway, so finally, Kamala Harris has somebody show up. Now, you might have been thinking, Tom, you were lying yesterday. You were showing up for pathetic events or the Josh Shapiro, Gretchen Whitmer event with nobody there. You're lying, Tom. You're just a propagandist. No, listen, if Kamala Harris draws 25,000 people, I'll put it. She didn't draw 25,000.
No.
First of all, this downtown Atlanta. So this is right where the cheat, really the epicenter of the 2020 cheat, Fulton County. Mm-hmm. But so she finally draws people, but how did she actually draw them, Aaron?
By getting Megan Thee Stallion to show up and rap for them and twerk.
Right, twerk and right. So that's it. Now, I had no idea who Megan Thee Stallion, is that right?
Yes.
I have no idea who these people are. But that's the only reason why, that's the only way they can actually draw people to pathetic Kamala. And then she, of course, changes her accent to some sort of ethnic southern black drawl imitating Hillary Clinton from way back when. And we're sitting there watching. I think Will was probably really young when Hillary did that, and probably maybe was serving overseas in the military, whatever it may be. But when Hillary did that, people were shocked by it. Like, what the heck is this woman doing? So Will, because he probably has never seen it before, was shocked by it. He's like, what is she doing? How racist can that be? Oh, yeah. And by the way, Kamala can be racist towards black people. Usually, like, black people can't be racist towards black people, even though they are.
True.
She, you know, she, even following those, ethnic rules, she can be because she's not actually black. There's no African American heritage in her background at all.
Yeah.
None. Just so you know, so she's, you know, she's Indian and maybe sort of Jamaican, maybe. And of course, again, I saw this video today. With the exception, if you go all the way back, I can't remember how far they went back in the lineage of presidents, but it goes, I'll just, you know, name them backwards. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush, Billy Clinton, George Herbert Walker Bush, and Ronald Reagan. I don't know where they stopped. And then Jimmy Carter, obviously, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, LBJ, JFK, and you had Truman. Who am I missing? I'm missing the general
Eisenhower.
So Eisenhower and then Truman, then Eisenhower. It was Eisenhower,
opposite.
Then Truman.
Yeah.
Opposite, right? Yeah, yep. There you go. So anyway, but it didn't go all the way back into the 60s. But the only president in that line that does not have any connection to owning slaves is Donald J. Trump.
Correct.
He's the only one. not Biden and not Billy Clinton. And not even Hussein.
Yeah.
Hussein Obama has a family lineage connected to owning slaves, just like Kamala. And by the way, nobody has owned as many slaves as Kamala Harris's family.
Yep.
I mean, you just go back. It's just funny how it all works together. Whether it's Nazi lineage out of, you know, Klaus Schwab or Freeman, the assistant prime minister.
Chrystia Freeland.
Chrystia Freeland,
yeah.
out of Canada. What did I say, Freeman? Freeland. Yeah. Chrystia Freeland. What's her title? I can never remember her title. Deputy Prime Minister. Deputy Prime Minister of Canada.
Yep.
Her Nazi lineage. And then you got Kamala Harris, who espouses all. And you know, it's kind of weird. Chrystia Freeland, Justin Trudeau, allow a full-blown Nazi to speak on the parliamentary floor and then claim like they never knew it. And then you just happen to have all these people that are allegedly working for the rights of Black Americans. And LBJ who signed the Civil Rights Act, which was only actually propagated and actually written by and pushed by Republicans.
Yep.
And all Democrats didn't vote for it, but all the Republicans did. And the Republicans, of course, freed the slaves in the Civil War against the Democrats.
Yep.
And the Ku Klux Klan was founded by the Democrats.
Yep.
And the very people trying to allegedly stand for the rights of Black Americans all have a lineage of owning slaves, except for the one that they call a racist.
Yes.
The only one that is actually absolutely has no connection to racism is Donald J. Trump. LBJ's dropping N-bombs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the Democratic. That's the true Democratic Party. They're so incoherent to the fact that they are racist that they will go up and mimic Black people like Kamala Harris. No, Tom, she is Black. She's not Black. There's no Black in her heritage. None. None. She's Indian / Jamaican. There is no African American. Our version of Black in America is African American, African lineage. She has zero. Her only connection to African Americans is owning African Americans, African slaves. That's it. Wow. So that's who the Democratic Party really is. So I have to show you this. This is the latest video, Colin Rugg video. I'm not talking, this is the only thing I'm saying about the shooting tonight, and we're moving on to some other things until more shooting news comes out, which I'm sure that it will eventually, but maybe not right away. Colin Rugg video breaking. Video filmed by a Trump Pennsylvania rally victim shows this is one of the people that was shot. This was James Coppenhaver, was actually one of the survivors who was shot by Thomas Matthew Crooks. He shot this video, and it actually shows Crooks running on top of the roof. Can you imagine this? Again, I mean, I got to watch it. It's already 9:13. not to launch into this, because, again, it's almost like me talking about the court system, the corrupt court system, and like there's no backstop, and I get into a 30-minute dissertation, maybe a 45-minute, hour-long dissertation about it, as Aaron would say, with no slides. But imagine the level of ineptitude and incompetence where you actually see a guy running along a rooftop and do nothing about it. It's almost as if it was all on purpose, right? So here's the latest video. Play for me, Will. And look how long he is actually there. Look it. Watch it. Here comes the little red bubble. It'll pop up here in a second. There he is. There he is. Okay, where's the Secret Service? Where is anybody paying attention at all? Look at him. Look at him running along.
He's running.
And it just nobody catches a hold of this. No, this doesn't catch the front eye or the peripheral vision of anybody. Look at it. It's just standing right there with a rifle. And nobody does anything. I mean, imagine the level of chutzpah you have to be Ronald Rowe right now and not resign.
Yeah.
You're the head of the Secret Service, and this happens, it's over, folks. It's over. You must resign. There's some things you just can't come back from. This is one of them. I mean, come on. The galactic level of ineptitude, the galactic level of incompetence, with that level of ineptitude and incompetence, there is no way this is anything but evil and nefarious. There's no way.
Yeah.
Come on, look at, when have you ever seen that in the history of any presidential campaign rally of any party ever in your life? In 55, I've never seen it.
No.
Not one time where anybody could ever produce a video like this.
No.
Ever. Okay, so that's good. I did it in 2 minutes. I'll let it go. It's really hard to let it go because I want to go on with it. But, you know, we got to cover other news because the world is on fire.
Yeah.
Now, Kamala Harris is, well, who's the rapper at her campaign rally?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. Good luck on me remembering that. But anyway, so now she's got Megan Thee Stallion twerking at a rally. So that's what she's got going on. We got that.
Yes.
But this is what's actually happening in the news. So we have BRICS News just in. Iran's supreme leader says it is our duty to take revenge after the assassination of Hamas leader. Good luck with me and these names. Ismail, something like that. Hanaya in Iran. So he gets assassinated via some sort of strike.
Yeah.
Artillery strike. It's not really artillery because it'd be like a drone strike or a missile strike would be. So he gets assassinated inside of Iran. So we've got that. It happens inside of Iran. You know, again, who is it that gives all the money to Iran? Kamala Harris. And then Joe Biden, listen, I want Joe Biden prosecuted. Joe Biden must be prosecuted. Hunter Biden must be prosecuted. James Biden, finally remembered it, Aaron.
Yeah.
Valerie Biden.
Yep.
And Frank Biden all must be prosecuted for their FARA violations. But that's all over now, for now, until they get prosecuted. Now it's Kamala Harris's country. You might call her Cam, might call her whatever. But it's Kamala Harris's country, or Camel Toe, that might slip out too. But anyway, so it's Kamala Harris's country. So this is going on. So who funds, again, Iran? Since Harris took office, Iran has received a minimum of $16 billion from the United States.
Yeah.
A minimum of that. That's not even including all of the accounts that Kamala Harris has let loose or what you allowed them back, allowed them to have access to again, that were tied up, that Iran wasn't allowed to have access to. So they've been loosed back up for Iran. And of course, Iran is the sole sponsor of both Hamas and Hezbollah, or primary financial sponsor of both of those terrorist organizations. So of course you'd have the Hamas leader inside Iran. Go to the next one for me, Will. So Israel takes him out. And they're like, Tom, you're pro-Israel. I am pro-Israel over Hamas and Hezbollah. And just so you know, if you're a Christian, you've got to know what the Bible says in Deuteronomy 11, 12. A land for which the Lord your God cares, the eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. Listen, Israel is not perfect. Israel pimped and hoard vaccines. Netanyahu believes in a biometric ID. He's printing meat as we speak. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I understand where you're at as far as Israel.
Yeah.
I know that Mossad and the CIA were probably involved in the 1013 invasion. I understand that.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to delineate and go, who's worse?
Right.
Okay. They're worse.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. The IDF, Israel Defense Force, does not rape people. They do. So you sometimes, and they don't just, I mean, people can say they're massacring people in Gaza. I don't really agree with that. I believe there's obviously some indiscriminate killing, but if you actually read things about what's going on in Gaza, they give a 36 to 48 hour warning of every strike that they do inside of Gaza, and yep, people choose not to stay and choose not to leave. And Hamas and Hezbollah pays them to stay, yep, and just risk it.
Yep.
So they can pull bodies out of rubble, and they were offered five times. Hamas was offered, the Palestinians, which is Hamas, voted in by 60% of the Palestinian population. They were offered five times to have their own nation with absolutely no Israel at all. I don't mean no Israel existing. No Israel involved in their own country. They were given their two-state solution five times and turned it down.
That's correct.
So because the reason why is because they were given their own state, but Israel was not allowed to exist.
Yep.
They were given all that they wanted, but Israel wasn't allowed to exist. So BRICS News just said, Iran's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, orders Iranian armed forces to launch a direct strike on Israel. And it's funny how none of this was going on under Donald Trump.
Nope.
Name it. Go ahead. Name it. When did this ever happen under Donald Trump? He wouldn't dare.
Exactly.
He wouldn't dare do it under Donald Trump. You wouldn't. Israel wouldn't even need to do a missile strike inside of Iran when you have a strong American president like Donald Trump, not like Hussein Obama, not like W. Bush, but like Donald J. Trump or Ronald Reagan. None of this stuff happens because they never knew what those cowboys would do. Just so that is the truth. That is it. So once again, we have another war flaming up. I know it's still part of the Palestinian Israeli conflict right now. That was generated on 10/13/23. But none of this was happening under Donald J. Trump. They can talk about the border has always been a problem. The border was not a problem under Donald Trump. 8,000. I mean, it was a problem. 8,000 people a month are illegally crossing the border, 15,000 a day under Kamala Harris. So here is more of the Kamala Harris presidency right here. More of flames of war sprouting up everywhere now. Again.
Yep.
They just can't help it. So here's the thing. So in the midst of this, what's the Biden administration on and about doing? Or we'll call it Biden-Harris or Obama-Harris, whatever you want to call it. So what is the Harris administration on and about doing in the midst of another military conflict about to start up again between Iran and Israel? So what are they on and about doing? They have to be doing something, right? Maybe arranging some peace meetings. They did vow to back Israel, if you believe that. I've got swampland to sell you. And by the way, since this has occurred, when you had the assassination of the Hamas leader inside of Iran by Israel, what has Joe Biden's response been? Does anybody know? What about Kamala Harris? I mean, I know she's busy hiring twerking, whatever, stallion women.
Megan
Stallion women. I know she's busy hiring rappers to come so she finally has a full arena or a full classroom or a full gymnasium. But I know she's busy doing that, and Joe Biden is busy doing who knows what. I mean, as he gets taller by the day, that's always a side affect of aging, is getting taller. But anyway, so they're busy getting taller and hiring twerking rappers. Neither one of them has commented on it. The only one who's commented on it is Lloyd Austin. Who the heck is running the country? Who's running the country? Lloyd Austin comes out and pledges Americans' allegiance to defending Israel, which I'm in favor of. I'm not saying indiscriminately in favor. I'm just saying in this situation. So Who's running the country when the defense secretary is making your statements? Defense secretary is pretty far down the rung.
Correct.
You got president, vice president, speaker of the house, and nobody has said anything. I mean, who is guarding the hen house right now? I mean, who's running this country? Do we have Biden administration's officials, again, like Lloyd Austin, disappearing into thin air? And we have no idea where the defense secretary is? And the person actually running the Department of Defense doesn't know they're running the Department of Defense and are on their iPad in Puerto Rico at the time? You're like, Tom, I'm not making any of this up.
No.
It's exactly what happened, because these people, they are not smart. They are way out of their league, and they are way out of their element. I tell you, whether it's Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Biden, Harris, Obama, they couldn't run an Applebee's. I'm telling you, it is true. They couldn't shop for their own groceries. They couldn't run a household. I'm telling you right now. We got everybody in here but one. I got a younger man in here right now. Every one of us runs our own household. They aren't capable of it. Yeah. Like, Tom, come on. They could do. No, did you see Chuck Schumer? Did you see him barbecuing hamburgers? I didn't go into a whole lot of detail with that. I maybe show the slide.
Oof.
He's sitting there and of course, if you're gonna take a photo op, know what you're doing, idiot. They're stupid people. They really are. They're full of zeal, but they're stupid people. I mean, literally, if you're a leftard, you're stupid. If you believe anything on the Democratic Party platform, you're an ignoramus. Tom, you're not going to win the loss that way. Jesus called them whitewashed tombs full of dead man's bones, full of all uncleanness and sons of hell.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not real worried about calling somebody stupid. They are stupid. But you have Chuck Schumer taking a photo op of himself, cooking a cheeseburger, and he's got the cheese on raw hamburger. He has no idea what he's doing. None whatsoever. Because he's never actually had to conduct a business or conduct his own life. Aaron, you got something?
Yeah, and on a gas grill, which they wanted to outlaw.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, of course. Well, gas grills, all things gas, of course. Yeah. You know, they all want that gone.
That,
so again, you know why? Because he doesn't even know what a gas grill is. He's just outlawing it. What am I supposed to do? What should I do? World Economic Forum? Oh, outlaw grills. Okay.
Exactly.
That's what they're just a bunch of incoherent numbskulls.
Yeah.
They're just dumb, ignorant, stupid people. And that's just a fact. If you don't believe that a baby is a baby, you're an ignoramus. If you don't believe that a man is a man, you're an ignoramus. If you don't believe a woman is a woman, you're an ignoramus. If you call a semi-automatic, fully automatic gun, you're an ignoramus. That's a fully automatic, semi-automatic. They're stupid people. They really are. I mean, if you saw it on the pregame with Joe Biden, you know, you can attach this to a gun and it sends that, makes it shoot a higher capacity round. If you attach a brace to a gun, it makes it shoot a higher capacity round. Really? How does a brace, when you attach it to a gun, like a bump stock. How does it make it shoot a higher capacity round? I mean, what is this, like Santa Claus in the Santa Claus movie where the chimney just transforms? I mean, imagine how dumb you have to be to believe that. And see, the thing is, I don't mind ignorance. I hate stupidity. Stupidity is when you know that you're ignorant and you say stuff anyway.
Yeah.
You know nothing. So what? So we have Iran on fire, Khomeini pledging that he's going to strike Israel, and what? And Kamala Harris is hiring rappers, and Joe Biden has disappeared, and neither one of them are commenting at all on the Middle East war crisis that we're in the middle of. But what are they busy doing? Ted Cruz tweet. They're busy disgracing themselves, as usual. This is a disgrace. These terrorists deserve the death penalty. Anything short of their execution is, I mean, what did Khalid Sheikh Mohammed actually, what is he guilty of? I mean, come on, he just killed 3,000 Americans in one day. Well, some of them were after, because you're like, Thomas, 2,700. No, you know what? Because a couple hundred people died after that from the effects of digging people out of the rubble inside of Manhattan.
Yeah.
People died after that. So I'm rounding it up to 3,000 people. So this guy kills 3,000 people. And what's the Biden administration doing? They're giving him a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
Giving him a plea deal. Anything short of their execution is a complete and total miscarriage of justice, which is true. Time and time again, the administration shows weakness to our adversaries. Here's a little bit of the article written by ABC News, that bastion of right-wing conservatism. Three of the five, so it's not just Khalid Sheikh Mohammed who's being released. It's other people, too. It's two others. It's five total, actually. Three of the five 9/11 defendants at Guantanamo Bay, including alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the person who killed 3,000 Americans, have reached a plea deal with prosecutors, the Department of Defense announced on Wednesday. The other two co-conspirators, so it is three, I don't understand what they're talking about. The other two co-conspirators, ABC, mind you, this is ABC.
Shocker.
Yeah, the other two co-conspirators who have agreed to the agreement, aside from Mohammed, are Walid Mohammed, Salim Mubarak, Ben Attash, and then she says the other two, and then names three people. Names three people. I mean, again, this person graduated middle school. This is a reporter. This is a journalist who is incoherent.
That's vax brain.
Yeah, right. She has a synapsis problem because of the vaccine. And Mustafa Ahmad Adam Asahari, whatever. So a White House National Security Council spokesman, get this, this is the funny part. A White House National Security spokesperson told ABC News that the White House learned that the convening authority for the military commissions entered into a pretrial agreement with Muhammad and the other two 9/11 defendants on Wednesday. They just learned on Wednesday, today. The spokesperson also said that the president and the White House played no role in the process. Last September, ABC News reported that President Joe Biden rejected a set of demands to form a basis for plea negotiations. Did you catch that, Aaron?
I'm confused. So, yeah, it's like backwards.
The spokesperson said they had no part in the plea bargain.
Yeah.
But last September, which is less than a year ago, ABC News reported that President Joe Biden actually rejected a set of demands to form a basis for the plea negotiations. So, what? I thought they had no part in it. I mean, right. They tell you one thing and then dispel their own lies in the next sentence. Cabal Media.
Yeah.
Mockingbird Media. Goebbels Media, Pravda Media, whatever you want to call it. All right, back to Kamala. Let's look at her record as vice president and now president. Because she's acting president really now.
Yeah, pretty much.
She said that's what she is. She's in every major meeting. She's the last one to leave. She's part of the major decision-making process. So I just wanted to put up her stats. Overall prices since Kamala took office. Overall prices up a mere 20%. Fruit prices up 21%. Rent up 21%. And electricity up 31.6%. And that's what she's running on. Bidenomics, Kamala Harrisonomics. Somebody actually named it something. Kamalanomics, something like that. So here we go. Let me show you this. So she's the border czar. This is an end wokeness video. Oh, I'm going to play part of this, guys. I'll tell you when to cut it off. I didn't put a time on it. Breaking, 14% of illegals in one single apartment complex in the bastion of leftism, Georgia. Georgia, this is going on in Georgia, which is not a bastion. It's a purple state, really thoroughly red, but they cheat in Atlanta, so they win all the elections.
Yeah.
So, but 14% of the illegals in a single apartment complex, 14% in Georgia, say they are registered to vote. How is that possible? Play the video for me, Will.
We come from a company that is dedicated to registering Hispanic people so they can vote in upcoming elections. Are you already registered? We already voted. You already voted? Yes. Are you a citizen or...
Not.
Have you already been registered or...
Yeah.
Are you a citizen or...
No.
Have you already been registered at work? Yes, we have. You've already been registered? Are you a citizen or not a citizen?
No.
No es.
The apartment complex Elliott Norcross in Norcross, Georgia, is occupied primarily by non-citizens. We visited the complex to ask residents two questions. Are you a citizen and are you registered to vote? Shockingly, 14% of respondents admitted to being non-citizens registered to vote.
Hola. Buenas, disculpe por molestar. Venimos con una organización que se dedica a registrar a la gente hispana para poder votar en las elecciones. ¿Ya la registraron a usted o...?
Ya.
¿Ya? ¿Y fue en el trabajo o
no,
vinieron...?
Vino
alguien a tocar. Okay. Ah, ok. Muchas gracias. Y oiga, ¿y usted es ciudadana o...?
No.
¿Ya la registraron en el trabajo o...?
Bueno, sí, nos dijeron, pero...
¿Ya se registró?
Pues yo creo que sí.
¿En el trabajo?
Ajá, sí.
Oh, ok. ¿Usted es ciudadana o... no es ciudadana? No es. ¿Ya los han registrado en el trabajo ustedes?
Sí, ya.
Ah, ¿ya los registraron?
Ya.
Disculpe, es que no la oigo muy bien por el aire. ¿Ya los registraron?
Sí, ya.
¿Y usted es ciudadana o no es ciudadana?
No.
¿No es?
No.
So you can go on and on and on with that video. Again, that's an end wokeness video. So here's the thing, folks. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but unless this is dealt with prior to the election in November, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're like, Tom, they're illegal. Remember, Kamala, this is her statement. Illegals aren't illegal. They should never be called illegal. That's where she's been for years like that. So what will happen in this election? Murkiness. That's what will happen every time. All of these people will vote. Democrats will come out and say that these people aren't allowed to vote, but it's too late to fix it now. So we're going to count this election because we only have a certain amount of days to certify the election. Tom, who made up those rules? Idiot bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Because it serves their purposes. They can conduct corrupt elections and then say there's no time to actually adjudicate the election before the certification. If this is not dealt with, this is in Georgia, folks. A state that Trump has to win. And I've already put out these stats to you. 250,000 people have already done this in Texas. They're already registered.
Yep.
250,000 illegals because in the state of Texas, you only need the last four digits of your Social Security card. Tom, well, that's impossible because to have a Social Security card, you have to be a United States citizen. Wrong. They give them to you at the border.
Correct.
And it's the same thing with the states. There's, I think it was 21 states. It was an odd number. Where there are no voter rules at all. You don't need to give any identification when you go to vote. You don't need to present any identification in some 21 odd states.
Yep.
So you can just go vote. When you've let in 17 million people, and remember what the last election was, Joe Biden, 81 million, Donald Trump, 74 million. For a difference of 7 million, you've let in, and of course we all know that's a lie, but when you've let in 17 million people, just say 14% of them are allowed to vote.
Oh, my God.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. And this is going on in every blue state. Every blue state. Hey, guys, give Creighton my rules as far as movement for me, would you? Thank you. All right, we'll go right to the next one for me. Red, white, and true news tweet. False information. Now, I've always looked for a great summation where I don't go on and on and on about the false border bill. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, because James Lankford, the fraudulent, not real conservative who claims to be real, puts out these videos of him, how conservative he is. He puts out these videos all the time about that. Well, he came up with the border security bill, him and Chuck Schumer. You can't, listen, do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common, or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Listen, 2 Corinthians 6:14. You cannot yoke yourself together with your ideological opponent You can't. How am I going to be able to get with somebody who's pro-choice and come up with an abortion bill? Absolutely freaking not. There's no way. They don't believe it's even a human being. They believe that beating heart is somehow a clump chamber. No, that's actually a human being. So there's no way for me to come together with somebody who believes in open borders to come up with a border security bill. But James Lankford, because he is a spineless little pretend conservative who wants to go along to get along, who campaigns as a conservative and legislates as a liberal, came up with a bipartisan border security bill, which was a border infiltration bill, a border insecurity bill. And now that's been what? And here's the thing about it. When you are a tool boy for the left, now his bill is being thrown in our faces over and over and over again. We had a bipartisan border security bill, and Donald Trump told everybody not to vote for it. So the only thing Kamala Harris, it's all she has.
Yep.
And James freaking Lankford gave it to her.
Yep.
Gave it to her. Otherwise, there'd be nothing. And there was a far better bill that was actually passed by Congress, H.R. something. Can't remember. I think it was H.R. 2. That was passed by Congress. It was actually a border security bill. You know what that actually did that James Lankford's bill didn't do? Shut down the border. Closed it.
Yep.
All you got to do is, you know how you close the border? You close it. Just turn everybody away. That's what you do. We have it's our country. You can do that anytime you want. What that border security bill actually was, just a brief little synopsis, and then I'll give you even a further synopsis with this tweet. That border security bill allowed in 5,000 people per day. It was actually in the writing. But the 5,000 count didn't start. It didn't even, the 5,000 only counted if it was Canadians or Mexicans. How many Canadians are pouring across the border every day? None, basically, for all intents and purposes. How many Mexicans are pouring across the border every day? Hardly any. It's all Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, and many others, okay? Some of them are Mexicans, but that count doesn't even start. And until there's 5,000, the only numbers that count towards that 5,000 are Canadians or Mexicans. So everybody else gets in. So you could have 30,000 Ecuadorians come in, and that would never be counted against the 5,000. That's James Lankford's bill. And once they closed the border down, Biden at any time could say, I'm going to reopen it. That was part of his bill. And when they finally get to the 5,000, which they never would, you could let in 70,000 people a day and never get to their 5,000 number. But even if they somehow magically got to their 5,000 number, everybody else would be sent to the Mexican port of entry, put on planes and buses and flown to the country by the Biden administration and never counted as a border crossing stat. That's all fact and all in the bill. Here's another one, Red, White, and True News tweet. The border bill wasn't passed because it wasn't a border bill. Out of the $118 billion in the country's $35 trillion in debt, about to be $36 trillion in debt, $60 billion was for Ukraine in the border security bill. $14 billion was for Israel in the border security bill. $18 billion was for other conflicts for the border security bill. And only $20 billion going to the border. Why do you even need $20 billion? It costs you $8 billion to build the wall, and it's already 60% built, so you only need $3 billion to finish the wall. That's all you need to do, finish the wall. You won't see anybody come in. Of the $20 billion for the border, the majority was earmarked for items that would speed up processing. So they say it's a border security bill, but all it was for judges and attorneys to speed up the illegal immigration process, giving them 7-year notice to appears. That's all that it was. We can write notice to appears faster. That's what the $20 billion was for. You come in 2024, you don't even need to see a judge until 2031. That's the border security bill that they throw in our face every day because of weak-kneed, spineless, little cocktail circuit turds like James Lankford. You're welcome. There we go. Hey, Aaron, let me do gold real quick because I'm switching subjects here. I got to show you Kamala Harris's campaign strategy. Again, you've already seen it. That's already what I showed you in the pregame. But anyway, my one and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group. 60 seconds on Midas Growth. Stick with me. Don't leave. Why do we all need to be buying gold? Because they're trying to destroy our currency. They're trying to de-dollarize the globe. They're trying to devalue the USD. The Biden administration is doing it through London, through Beijing, through the World Economic Forum. They're trying to de-dollarize the globe. It's also in the BRICS movement. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and now Turkey and other, I think it's Botswana, Aaron said. So one of the other African countries have all signed on to this BRICS movement. The BRICS movement is to de-dollarize the globe and turn the currency into the base currency being the Chinese yuan. While all of these people are doing it, whether it's Beijing or whether it's Davos or whether it's Washington, D.C., All of them are buying copious amounts of gold while they destroy the dollar, which tells you when they destroy the dollar, gold will be the currency. We're not going to let that happen, but we all need to be buying gold. Buy it from a MAGA company that loves you. That's Midas Gold Group. You can put it in an IRA, or you can get physical gold in your hand. And if you cash out your IRA, it's physical gold in your hand. Gold in your hand, put into your safe. Buy gold. Buy it from Midas. When you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. The next one, guys, missed your video. It's just the one from the pregame. I just wanted to reemphasize this for anybody who missed the pregame. Kamala Harris, just side by side, we don't need to hear it anymore. Here's Kamala Harris's campaign strategy because she cannot fill an arena. So she hires, what's her name again?
Kim? Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan. Okay, I got to shout it right. Sorry.
And it's the. You have to say
okay,
the.
Okay, I got to say the style. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Like, it's like Ohio State.
T-H-E-E, yeah.
Well, it's like Charlemagne the God.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Megan the Stallion.
Yeah.
So this is Megan the male horse.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this is the only way that she can get people. This is high class right here. Isn't this high class?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is what people are. Look, this is high class at a campaign rally. This is what you're going to do. I mean, how can anybody who actually has an IQ above 40 think that this is good for the country? This is what's going to run the country. And again, this is the only way. I don't know how big this Megan Thee Stallion is. Obviously pretty big.
Yes.
But she is the only reason why Kamala Harris drew more than 100 people.
That's true.
That's it. So they knew she was going to come out. Then that's how they find. Now, does Donald Trump do that? Look, this is what you're going to trust. This is what's going to run your country. People who think this is okay. This is what's going to run the country. This is the Kamala Harris campaign. Look at the people standing behind her. look at the big giant white dude behind her. Like he's like, I'm in heaven right now.
Yes.
What an idiot. So anyway, that's good. But anyway, all right. So let me show you world. Aaron, what do you got?
Oh, I was just gonna say. Apparently, according to people that were there, a lot of people left after Megan Thee Stallion got off the stage.
So glad I was watching Alex Jones. That is absolutely confirmed, and that is true. Once Megan Thee Stallion finally remembered it.
There you go.
Megan Thee Stallion left the stage. People got up and left in the droves.
Oh yeah,
they just left.
Oh yeah.
So it just shut. Now let me ask you this: who leaves before Trump ever comes out?
Never.
I've been to a rally. You ever been to one? I was at Robarts Arena, Sarasota. It was actually his last rally, or second to last rally of 2016.
Yeah.
Basically, 100% of people in there had already voted, and they all. I mean, we all did early voting. They all, and I know some of you don't like early voting. Listen, right now, you better early vote. You may not like it right now. That's fine. You do what you want to do, but you better early vote. You better get it tabulated because what happens every single election right now, they have banked. It's actually scary. You go into a red area and you're down 175,000 votes because no conservatives have voted that day. And what happens if Maricopa County happens in your area where suddenly the printers don't work? We can't print out ballots. And lo and behold, it's in every single, like how precincts work. We have blue, red, blue, red, blue, blue, red, red. But only machines that broke down were in the red districts and the red precincts. Funny how that works. So you better vote early. That's my opinion. You don't want to do it? Don't do it. I'm voting early. I'm getting my vote on the record.
Yep.
Just so you know. But I am in free Florida, so it is better here. So the world is on fire. So we have in London, put that up for me, guys. These three girls were murdered. They're dead. Jeez. Imagine that. You're their parents. And who now, does the left care? Because the reason why these three girls are dead, they're all in heaven, but they're dead. The reason why they're dead is because a 17-year-old imported Muslim, illegal alien into England, murdered them all with a knife. So not only did they all die, they all died by being stabbed to death by an illegal alien allowed in by the leftist UK government. That's why they are now dead. Then there's no need to further delineate the subject. They would be alive if it wasn't for Rishi Sunak. They would be alive, but because of the open border policies of conservative Rishi Sunak, which there is no more conservative Tory party.
No.
They're just leftists. They're just Democrats now. Just like pretty much most of the Republican Party in the United States. You're like, no, we still say conservative things here. They don't even say conservative things there anymore.
Right.
We still say conservative things here, but they legislate as leftards. But these three girls, and I want everybody to see them, they're dead. Imagine being their parents. And the reason why they're dead is because a crazed Muslim illegal immigrant inside of the UK went into their school and slashed them all to death. That's what happened. So let me show you this. Radio Genoa video. here's how, so you obviously, the people in this area, it's called Southport, which is, it seems to be kind of a out, you know, a town on the outskirts of London. The, obviously, people are very upset about it. So here's some patriots inside of the UK protesting this, and look at how the police respond to them. Play it for me. So the police are very fervent. Just the same. These are the same cops, very fervent about forcing people to wear masks, forcing people to stand 6 feet apart, and forcing people to stay locked up in their homes. But if it is a Muslim protest, this is how they respond. Paul Golding video. Play it for me, Will. Muslim protests, and because of the political ramifications of actually quelling their riot, they all just ran away.
Oh my God.
This is the truth. Paul Golding video. This is from police last night in Southport. Only kidding. This was the police in Leeds running away from migrants. So if it's white patriots or non-Muslim patriots, white or black, or natives of UK, white, black, or indifferent, but actual citizens of the UK, beat them to death with your nightsticks. If it's illegal Muslim protesters who are burning things down, do this.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be called anti-Muslim. You don't want to be called anti-migrant. So pull up your skirt and run away like the girl that you are. There you go. Just this is how the globalists handle everything. And all of these cops inside of England, they proved themselves during COVID, are simply Gestapo for the globalist left. All right, onward. Speaking of Gestapo, now in order to have the Gestapo, let's go into Cabal Media. Not Kamala Media, although it is. Cabal Media.
Yeah, same thing.
Kabbalah Media. So in order to have a Hitler, in order to have a Mao Zedong, in order to have a Pol Pot, in order to have a Xi Jinping, in order to have Putin, which everybody hates, right? In order to have a Voldemar Zelensky, because they're both totalitarian dictators, you have to have a Goebbels Media. You have to. If you're going to pull off mass medical experiments on people like Anthony Fauci did, you have to have a version of Joseph Mengele, which our version of Joseph Mengele is, of course, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates. So in order to pull off Nazism, to pull off authoritarian dictatorships, you got to have a Goebbels and you got to have a Mengele. So let's cover the Goebbels area. Real America's Voice, this, of course, is viral. All of you have already seen it, but of course, you got to cover it because it's too good not to cover. Just in case some people did miss it, it's viral all over social media. Real America's Voice video. I don't think this is Donald Trump speaking. I've been asked a question in such a horrible manner. Here is Trump at the Black Journalist Convention in Chicago, Illinois, being treated with utter disrespect by the media. Play for me, Will.
You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically, black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here, and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late. Just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think if you it's could answer a very the question nasty on your rhetoric question. And why
I,
you believe
I have
that
answered
black
the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
Better
That's
than,
my answer.
Better than President
That's
Johnson, who
answer.
Signed the Voting Rights
and
Act.
For you to start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work, in such a hostile manner, I think it's a disgrace.
So as usual, let's go back to front. So she says, you're going to be as good as LBJ, who dropped the N-word all the time.
Yep.
Who was a noted white supremacist.
Yep.
You're going to be better than LBJ, who had to actually sign the Civil Rights Amendment. He actually had to sign it. But the Republicans are the ones who pushed it and forced him into signing that amendment. So please give me a break. That never happened. The civil rights legislation. So I mean, please. That's just absolutely. I mean, imagine being a black journalist pushing somebody as great who regularly dropped the N-bomb on the record.
Yeah.
He didn't care, and because he voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1960. I can't remember what year, 1960 something, which was written and pushed by Republicans.
64.
1964. I was going to guess 65. I'm glad I didn't guess.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then, of course, this woman, it's always a diatribe to question.
Yeah.
If you're a journalist, your question should be, what are you going to do for black Americans? Or why should black... The last part of her question, no problem. Why should black Americans trust you to be somebody in their favor? But then she goes the diatribe first. For a president who had Nick Fuentes dine with him at Mar-a-Lago, he didn't even know who Nick Fuentes was.
Right.
Nick Fuentes went in with a crowd. He had no idea who Nick Fuentes was. He had no clue. And it goes on her long diatribe. It'd be like me asking Aaron a question about, hey, Aaron, you know, how did you grow such a nice beard? But before that, I say to Aaron, you know, Aaron, as a white supremacist nationalist terrorist and the worst husband I've ever seen, and you're a disgrace to all Christianity, tell us about your beard.
Well,
yeah, that's what they do to him every time. Diatribe to question. The woman's 35 minutes late.
Yeah.
It's just like Biden's always a minimum of an hour late because these people, again, they couldn't manage an Applebee's. They are way out of their element. They don't know how to do anything in excellence. And then they get him there under false pretenses, telling him that Harris or Biden will be there. Neither one of them show up. And then they okay Harris to zoom it in and tell Trump he can't zoom it in. And Aaron brought up a great point. Imagine Harris, Kamala Harris, going to CPAC. He wouldn't dare. Donald Trump is going into the belly of the beast, not because they're black, but because they're black leftists. It's the Black Journalists Association or somewhat.
Yep, exactly.
He goes into the belly of the beast, and he still was getting applause.
That's true.
Kamala Harris would never show up to anything like Gateway Pundit.
No.
Or CPAC,
oh
or
gosh.
Anything else.
No way.
Would never dare to do it. And then she says at the very end, I'd love you to answer the question. He already thoroughly answered your question.
Yep.
He funded historically black colleges and universities. He provided for, basically with historically black universities, HBCUs.
Yep.
He funded them because they were bankrupt. It was over. And he refunded them. And then he created opportunity zones.
Yep.
With Tim Scott in South Carolina, they co-legislated that with opportunity zones all around the country. And there was one other thing that he said. I can't remember what it was. So he already answered her question. Then she comes in her snarky little way. I'd love you to answer the question. He already answered your freaking question. Shut up.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, these things right here, they just show you. And I, again, with Donald Trump, I'm like, why do you go? Why do you go? But you know what? There's a part of me is like, you know what? Why do you go? Good job, man.
So
it's like, I'm like conflicted. And to be honest with you, I'm glad he went. He humiliated them. He showed them to be the liars that they are and that they're the Goebbels media. So onward with Goebbels media. I call it cabal media. Senator Rand Paul, we must confront and dismantle this censorship apparatus. Play for me, Will.
Documents obtained by The Intercept are revealing that Facebook and Twitter were closely collaborating with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI.
The New York Post editorial board accusing the federal government of using social media giants to censor Americans who oppose the president's policies.
This morning, a federal judge in Louisiana is limiting the Biden administration from contacting social media companies. The judge saying the administration likely violated the First Amendment when it pressured those companies to remove certain posts.
I have a bill that would say no one in the government can collude with anybody in the media to limit constitutionally protected speech.
The Standing to Challenge Government Censorship Act would allow individuals to sue government officials who coerce online platforms into censoring constitutionally protected speech, apply to past First Amendment violations, and ensure government officials are held accountable for infringing on free speech. Learn more at paul.senate.gov.
So, of course, this is called the Standing to Challenge Government Censorship Act because we've lost some of those court cases. We had a nationwide injunction. Before I even say that, imagine having to have the need for a nationwide injunction so that the FBI doesn't tell Facebook to ban the TLP.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they ever did. I mean, I'm just, since we're all on the TLP together, 997 people on right now. Imagine having to come up with a Standing to Challenge Government Censorship Act because they take Alex Jones off, because the government takes Alex Jones off of YouTube.
Yep.
Imagine having to even orchestrate this to come up with this bill or this act in the United States of America to prevent Alejandro Mayorkas and to prevent Anthony Blinken from having their agents meet on a weekly basis with Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, telling them which, and Google, telling them which posts to specifically take it down and using profanity to do so, and then claiming that it's not a First Amendment violation. Imagine having to come up with legislation to keep the feds out of our media. Imagine that. Well, we've had to. Here's the reason why. New York Post, they come out with this, talking about their own cohorts in the media. New York Post is a good, at least decent media outlet. Rig Tech, since the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, Meta, which is Facebook, AI, Facebook, and Google have said that, get this now, this is all truth.
Yep.
100% true, put out by the second oldest paper in the United States of America, which, of course, was banned by Twitter in the Hunter laptop story. Because that was Russian disinformation. Because the FBI was meeting with Dorsey every day, telling him that there's a big Russian disinformation story about to be launched into America. And then they took down the Hunter Biden laptop story, which caused, they said about, I'm trying to remember the exact stats, about 28% of people who said that they voted for Biden would have had their minds changed if that story was actually allowed to come out and was not suppressed. But so far, the media has said, including Google, said that the shooting never happened. Joy Reid is actually propagating right now that Donald Trump had a ketchup pack.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shoot this on my face.
Yep.
I wonder how a giant chunk of his ear disappeared. But, you know, again, I don't want to use logic to try to dispel the myths of Joy Reid. I falsely claim this pick was doctored. Have downplayed the news in the search. So let's get into this. Western Lensman video. Google doesn't want you to know this video. Are we on the right one, Will?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. The Western Lensman doesn't want you to know that this, not Western Lensman, Google does not want you to know that this video exists. It's very difficult to now find this video. Now, what happens is Google gets caught and then they retract. Then they go back and then they're good for a day or two. Remember, just like was it PayPal, Aaron?
Yeah. Yep.
Like PayPal, when they got caught taking money out of people's accounts for hate speech.
Yep.
And then, you know, finding them $2,400 for hate speech, and this is just a simple payment app, and they're taking your money, and they go, oh, it was a mistake. It was a clerical error. But lo and behold, they embraced the clerical error not 48 hours later and started doing it again.
Yep.
And now say it's part of their policy, although they initially said it was an error. You're like, Tom, these people are a bunch of demonic liars. That's correct. It is very difficult now on Google to find this video. Play for me.
Wait, 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 wait
Wait.
One.
So that now is very difficult to find. And Facebook has claimed that it's fake. Of course, Joy Reid has claimed that it's fake. And they've claimed that it's altered and it's difficult to find. All right, Laura Loomer video exposed support for Kamala Harris. Again, this is how they generate money for Kamala Harris using the cabal media. This time, it's Chinese-owned TikTok. Laura Loomer video exposed support for Kamala Harris on TikTok and Instagram is bought and paid for. Play for me. So paid for posting on TikTok. You're wondering how do they even get the 68 people that show up at their crowd? They pay them.
Yeah.
Just like Harry Sisson. Who knows how much that guy gets paid to propagandize every day of his life and lie every day of his life. All right, let me show you this. Elon Musk tweet. Wow. Google, what is that keeps showing up?
That's everybody? The thing I was telling
okay,
you
leave
about.
It to the end, though. Yeah. You're confusing the living crap out of me. Sorry. Guys, I'm seeing the next slide, guys. You're not, and Aaron's deciding to, like, purposely confuse me right now.
Thought but you just, wanted it.
No, sorry. Leave it to the end. I have no idea what you're doing. So Elon Musk tweet, while Google has a search ban on President Trump, election interference. This went on for, like, I don't know how many days. If you tried to type in President Trump, you couldn't get it. There was no way to get him actually to show up. Go to the next one for me, Will. Probably just a coincidence that Alphabet Google employees were the top donors for Biden. What a shock. And again, all of these people are supposed to be unbiased, unbiased media, unbiased FBI, unbiased ATF, unbiased DOJ. It's all lies. They're all leftists. That's why we have to have a parallel economy. We have to have our own Google. I thought we were going to have it with DuckDuckGo until they decided to be spineless little worms and cave in to political propaganda, which they did. So afraid of the consequences of being labeled something, whatever it is, transphobic, homophobic, hate speech. They're so afraid of it that people just go ahead and bend their knee to all of this, to the pressure of the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist. All right, let's go to the next one. Libs of TikTok video. Google needs to be hauled in front of Congress to answer for this. Watch this. Play for me. And they've claimed, of course, this is all just an error. There's no way that somebody goes in, is it coding, Aaron? That
yeah.
You code your computer with an algorithm
yep.
by error. Oops, how did I accidentally type for 5, 6, 10, 30 hours by error? And make sure that if you type in Trump assassination attempt, nothing comes up. Nothing at all. All right, now we're on Facebook, Aaron, so now you can work that bad boy in right after these next two. Mario Nofal tweet, which all these came from Aaron,
go back.
Too.
There you go.
Yeah. Facebook blocks Trump assassination photos. First Google, now Facebook, are they trying to rewrite history? So you couldn't even find them. I remember when I tried to go, I was wondering, because this is before I was red-pilled. I've always been a hardcore, good right-wing, conservative, gun-toting believer, cop 25 years, all those different things. But I didn't really know what was going on. I mean, I voted the right way. I said the right things, believed the right things. But I really had no idea what was going on. And one of the things that woke me up was when I wanted to look for that Grady Judd video, Polk County Sheriff here in Florida, where a criminal had killed this cop, and I believe a cop and his canine dog, or one of the two or both. And so the cops ran this guy down and shot him like 37 times or something like that, filled him full of bullets. And the reporter asked, why is it that you shot him so many times? And Grady Judd answers, because we ran out of bullets.
Yeah.
You can't find that anywhere on YouTube. It's gone. It was on YouTube for years. And suddenly it's gone. Facebook blocks Trump assassination photos. First Google, now Facebook. It's as if this is the Mockingbird media. As if the CIA is running the media like they always have. It's just like we can... I played the video in the pregame in the last show where everybody now is calling J.D. Vance weird. ABC's calling him weird. CBS is calling him weird. NBC's calling him weird. MSNBC's calling him weird. CNBC is calling him weird. CNN is calling him weird. They all the newspapers, all the pundits, so they all got their marching orders. Imagine that being the United States of America, because it is the United States of America, where media outlets and media pundits receive marching orders from some government entity. Just like somebody received marching orders on J-13 for crooks to shoot Trump. Somebody received marching orders, because it certainly wasn't crooks on his own. Go to the next one for me. There is altered photo in a post that you shared. So so somebody shared the actual post of Donald Trump, and they got fact checked by Facebook. And all these fact checkers it'd be akin to this. Hitler's Gestapo fact-checking Hitler. Goebbels fact-checking Hitler. Hitler fact-checking Goebbels. That's who these fact-checkers are. They call facts lies and lies facts, all in the name of the globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist narrative and agenda. You shared a photo. Independent. You know how you know they're not independent? Anybody independent never needs to call themselves independent. You're already independent. You're already known to be independent. Independent fact checkers, because we all know they're biased fact checkers, who are not independent but aligned with leftist organizations, reviewed a similar photo and said it was altered in a way that could mislead people. Facebook determined your post has the same altered photo and added a notice to the post. People who repeatedly share false information, like if you're watching me on Facebook right now, I have 11,000 people follow me on Facebook and 10,000 people follow me on Facebook. 22,000 people follow Foundation Church all on Facebook. And I've got like 41 people watching, 27 people watching me on Facebook right now. Because I've been banned from friending people and been banned from people friending me. And the only way for you to find me is to actually type my name in. And there's times I'm sure you type my name in and nothing shows up.
Yeah.
And you receive no notifications, even if you're on, even if you have what do you call it? Like check the box or whatever to receive notifications. Yep. So that's Facebook for you. Aaron, what do you got now? Finally, right. Here's your spot.
Yeah, go to that real quick for me. There you go. This is when you're asking Meta AI. So you're actually asking that Facebook assistant about Trump's assassination. Look at its response, the first green bubble. Tell me about the assassination attempt on Trump. I can't assist with that. I don't always have access to the most up-to-date information. Can I help you with anything else?
But
tell me about Kamala Harris's campaign for president 2024. So that was after the shooting.
And this is the unbiased media. No, it's the Goebbels media.
Yeah.
Let me show you some more. Camus video. Here is Dr. David Martin on Alex Jones to advance the commercial and social interests of psychopaths that wanted to kill human beings for the sake of their agenda. They decided to unleash a lethal respiratory pathogen, and they used the media to do so. Play for me, Will.
Well, so the premise is really simple. They actually said, and by the way, it's best to read the criminals in their own words. This was published February 12, 2016 in the National Academy of Sciences, National Library of Medicine. Until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and at an emergency threshold that is largely ignored, to sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or a pan-coronavirus vaccine. Now, remember the date. This is 2015.
And that's why Fauci, right when Trump got elected, said he'll be challenged by a major new virus. Right.
We actually, here it is. But here comes the kicker. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. Now,
so this is all master planned.
Master planned. And who did the master plan? Well, good news is we have that one too. The master plan was done by none other than the Wellcome Trust, NIAID, Anthony Fauci, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, specifically Dr. Chris Elias, Dr. Gao from the CDC of the People's Republic of China, and a whole host of others who sit on what's called the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board. And Alex, you know what they said in September 18th, 2019? And for those of you not familiar with calendars, because I'm going to dumb this thing down, September came before December in 2019.
Before the virus.
Yeah, you'd think so. But here's a tiny little problem. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20, of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. And not only would they accept a universal vaccine, let's get abundantly clear what they said. They would do so in response, and by the way, it is printed. You can't unsee this. It's on page 8 of the book, The World at Risk. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. And this is where we have to cross the line to make it really simple. To advance the commercial and social interests of psychopaths that wanted to kill human beings for the sake of their agenda, they decided to unleash a lethal respiratory pathogen on the population so the population would be bamboozled into taking an mRNA shot which would permanently alter their human condition.
So everybody who actually unleashed this plandemic cabal on all of us actually had it in writing what they were going to do, and they needed the media to be complicit in not reporting it. They said, you know what, a year in advance, September of 2019, that the world would be coerced into taking a COVID-19 shot when they were only off by about 4 months because, not even 4 months, 3 months, because in December of 2020, the vaccine rollout began. So they were only off by about 2 months. And the media knows all of this and doesn't report it. It's all on whatever organization you want to name. All the people, just to summarize it, all the people involved in Event 201, the media didn't report to Event 201. They didn't report anything about it. So you have to have a compliant media to cover up the evil intentions of bourgeois, globalist, leftist, elitist. Why do you always call them bourgeois? Because all of the things that they want to put on you, to mandate on you, to dictate on you, they themselves will never do. They're going to fly around their private jets. They're going to be eating ribeyes while you're eating bugs. And in order for them to have that sort of have and have not society that they want to have, they've got to have a complicit media. Media knew all about this, and they used the media. Once it all came out, remember, everybody knew about Event 201. We didn't know about it, but everybody knew because, you know, these are huge companies. You have DuPont there. You have the WEF there. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And Event 201 was even October of 2019. They knew all of this from all of these people in September of 2019. All of their predictions that they were going to unleash a coronavirus, all those different things. Mm-hmm. And the media had to be complicit in first suppressing all that information. And then when the approved narrative comes out, this is an existential threat to life, this 99.9% survival virus. We need you to tell everybody that this 99.9%, everyone always says 99%, giving it a 1% death rate. That is completely wrong. It is a 0.1% death rate.
Exactly.
But we need you, media, to now espouse that this is a deadly virus. Where you still have idiots like Joy Reid saying about Joe Biden that he has COVID, and before the vaccine, COVID-19 was fatal for people his age. And people his age had a 95% survival rate for COVID.
Yeah.
With multiple comorbidities. But the media was complicit in putting out the propaganda. They weren't even complicit. They were the authors of the propaganda, telling everybody that this was an existential threat to your life. Who have you known that died of COVID? And I'm not talking about people who went in the hospital and got a PCR test that told them that they had COVID and died in the hospital of COVID. No, they didn't die in the hospital of COVID. They died in the hospital from remdesivir poisoning. But I digress. So they needed the media suppression machine and almost simultaneously the media hype machine. That's who the media is. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, 1,032 people watching right now. I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but we still need to talk about this all the time. And here's something right here. Freja video. I won't ever forget this. Look at the media. Play it for me.
Every day I read such nonsense on social media about these vaccines from ignorant, ill-informed people.
Opening yourself up to litigation if you start to discriminate against your employees and mandate vaccinations.
Okay, but why, listen, you make perfectly valid points, but why should I, as a customer, not have the right to use a company like Pimlico Plumbers, where I know that they've all been vaccinated? Because I would prefer to do that.
Actually, turns out there's not much difference between whether you've had the jab or not for transmission. And at that point, I realized everything I'd been saying was completely wrong.
Stay nice and relaxed.
Thank you so much for giving us a chance to see it firsthand and to get the injection.
I've just decided that I've had COVID a couple of times and I'm done with the vaccines.
I have an appointment to get the vaccine tomorrow. It is the Pfizer vaccine, but I can't care less whether it's Moderna or Pfizer.
Just give it to me.
Yeah, just get it to me. And I had a horrible reaction to the vaccine. I have a son that had a terrible reaction to it. And I'm really very, very concerned. Making a healthy person sick because of something, an intervention we do as physicians, do no harm, is completely violated by the COVID vaccine. We are making a healthy person sick.
We should try to encourage the vaccinated to get vaccinated, all of us.
They really aren't that critical for those of that are under 50 or younger.
We need to be insisting on people being vaccinated.
Dr. Phelps, good morning. You and your wife both suffered vaccine injuries.
Return to primary school classrooms should be delayed until vaccination levels are optimal.
But I think it's very important with this new vaccine. It's only been around for, you know, less than 2 years, that it's time that we put some research funding and some real effort into looking at the causes for the vaccine adverse events that people are experiencing.
If you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, you protect the people around you, and you help us get out of this pandemic a little bit faster.
If the government had just said, hey, these are novel vaccines, we don't, you know, there will be reactions, let's just have a program in place to deal with them.
Right. The science is clear, Tony.
Well, let me tell you something, Sean. I can't help you because I'm no clinician. I'm sick myself.
The messaging should be, get a vaccine because it's good for you to do it. It works. You're not going to have to be doing anything like abnormal. You can live your life. I mean, that has got to be what the message is.
I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines.
Most important to me was seeing one individual after another embrace vaccine with confidence.
I have a number of people that are quite ill, and they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine.
Those who choose not to get vaccinated need to there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay.
I think as a general principle, we could all agree that mandates have a time-limited role in a pandemic.
The mandates? Yes, I think we did get that wrong.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to be authorised by the UK authorities just after Christmas. And I don't think it's too much of an exaggeration to say that this is going to change the world.
Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been branded as defective.
What is happening now with the COVID vaccines, as an example, indicative of this new culture of cover-up and secrecy.
Fortunately for this country, the procurement and rollout of the vaccine has been such an excellent job.
Can we please have a statement now from the government suspending these experimental mRNA vaccines before any more death and harm is done to our population?
There is some clearly irrational reasoning behind why people don't want to take the vaccine, which is based upon very blatant false information that's circulating on social media. When you look at all of the drugs out there that people are taking, vaccines by far are the safest.
So this is perhaps the greatest miscarriage of medical science, attack on democracy, damage to population health, and erosion of trust in medicine that we will witness in our lifetime.
So here's my thing with this. The only comment I'll make on this, because we already covered this at length, but it was something that Aaron said when we were watching this. If you're going to come out and be fervently for something, you might want to be informed. I mean, you might want to be informed. Listen, there's some great people in there, like Andrew Brigden and Jay Bottichera, Ron DeSantis, but and of course you got like Piers Morgan, right?
Yeah.
So you have Piers Morgan, who I don't consider to be a great person, but I'm just saying that you have people that come out, the great people that are in there, that did a full reversal, but you never needed to do a full reversal. Why don't you just wait? But when you're Jay Bottichera and you're saying people are responding to these lies about these vaccines, lies that are telling you not to take them, how do you know they're lies? Outside of the propaganda sheets that are handed to you, how do you know that they're lies? And the propaganda sheets are written to you and given to you by the people profiting off of the product, you're now pimping and whoring.
Yep.
Why would you not actually just look and study to show yourself approved? But listen, just come out and say, I don't know. That's what we do here on the podcast. I don't know. Yeah. Were there two shooters on J13? I don't know. Right now, it doesn't seem like that's the evidence, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to espouse one way or the other. So you don't humiliate yourself by going, you know, there's lots of false information going on around these vaccines. All that false information turned out to be true.
Oops.
And it, you know, all it would have taken for you to keep your mouth shut. How do you know? How do you know what you're saying is true or untrue? You don't even, you have no clue. They just got rolled out. And the people giving you the information are the people profiting off of the product.
I mean, exactly.
So let me show you this before we go. I'm 21 minutes into overtime. I meant to stop at 10:10. That was my goal. All right, let me show you this. I got to show you this. Libs of TikTok tweet. Most of you have already seen it, but I guess have to show you. Because this, of course, is one of the tactics of the globalists, is that push transgenderism on all of us so they can then use it to control our behavior. I don't have time to get into how they will do that. But anyway, meet Amin Khalif, a boxer who was banned from Women's World Boxing Championships in 2023 because he is a man, but he was banned from the Women's World Boxing Championships in 2023. However, Khalif is being allowed to compete in the Women's Olympics boxing in Paris. So the guy was banned from the women's, the guy, the man, the dude was banned from the World Boxing Championship, the Women's World Boxing Championships. But somehow the woke Olympics allows this guy to go in and beat up on women. Tom, is it really that bad? It's that bad. Will, you got it ready?
Yep.
Play the video for me.
A la mexicana, Amin Khalif, que se está llevando la contienda ahora en las repeticiones, golpe de impacto. Sí, sí, sí. Se vio claramente de nueva cuenta el recto en combinación. Hasta cinco golpes alcanzó a conectar, manejándose con el jab y otra vez en la combinación ahí. En el upper, otro golpe de impacto. Le van a aplicar otra cuenta de protección. Cuidado, porque si llega una tercera ocasión, es susceptible de que le detengan el pleito.
La velocidad de puños de Khalif no pudo contrarrestar lo rápido que desenfundaba tanto la izquierda como la derecha. Y en la parte de este tercer episodio se estuvo comiendo en reiteradas ocasiones el jab y el recto.
Y bueno, pues aquí repasamos estos momentos de apremio para la mexicana, como observamos aquí que le estaban dejando el guante en el botón y la esquina azul.
Blue corner de Algeria.
El resultado, Kelly. Es campeona de Golden Bell Series.
Aquí está por abandono, como ya les platicábamos desde la esquina, dijeron no más castigo para...
So there you have it. Now, why don't we just televise men battering women? Why don't we just go ahead and televise that? Now, I mean, how horrific was that? That is difficult to watch. Watching a fully penised man beat up on a woman in the ring. And part of the problem is, that's a woman. How is this a woman?
Disgusting.
And it's in the actual literature, the actual SOPs of the Olympics, that this isn't allowed to happen anymore. But somehow it's allowed to happen. How is that? This isn't even somebody who even remotely looks like a woman.
No.
I mean, I don't agree with any man competing in women's sports, any man being in a woman's restroom, but this guy doesn't even remotely look like a woman. He doesn't even espouse any feminine values at all. And he's just allowed to go in there and torture a woman, beat the living crap out of that woman. How many standing eights did she get? This is criminal. This is absolutely criminal. You're going to wonder why the abuse rate in women goes up over the next decade, because people are watching women getting beat up on worldwide television and worldwide social media. Absolute disgrace. Absolute disgrace. All right, that's it. 24 minutes worth of overtime. Stick around for the post game. Listen to the O'Rumble rants, and then I'm going to tell you about the special guest. Rumble Rants, Nude Monk, thank you, $22. Tammy Margritter, $20. Thank you so much. Texas Billy, thank you, $20. Appreciate you guys on Rumble Rant. Love all of you in the chat. Each and every one of you guys, really do appreciate you so much. It's nothing without you. Have a very, very special guest on Friday. Long interview. It's about 47 minute interview. You're going to love it. Very, I mean, it's a big name. You'll know who it is automatically. I'm not going to tell you this because I'm going to use this to pimp the show. So you all show up for it on Friday night. Maybe instead of date night, you come to the TLP.
There you go.
You spend Friday night with me and Aaron and Will. Hairy leg man instead of your beautiful wife. But anyway, but we love you. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. It's unbelievably great. And I will see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, as always. Love you guys. See you then. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.